is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Split-screen war, war in Europe, war in the Middle East. We go to Europe, Romania, and a trip to the Danube River, which, if you look at your Danube, looks like an idyllic place to spend an afternoon. It is, however, the front line of NATO facing the Ukrainian Republic under attack by Russia. And that right now is critical to understand economy, food, war fighting, and risk in Europe. I welcome Antonio Calibashanu of the Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site I highly recommend, who was recently on the Danube during a time of attack on the Ukrainian side of the Danube. I think of this as the Hudson River. There I am standing in Riverside Park looking at New Jersey and saying to myself, that's a missile that just landed in New Jersey. That's how close this seems to me, but I've never seen the Danube. Antonio, a very good evening to you. You travel to a Romanian port that is opposite the Ukrainian port Ismail that's been in the news for being under attack by Russian missiles. As I understand it, this has to do with grain, with the harvest from Ukraine. What did you see on the Danube, and what did you experience when you were there in these last days? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and thank you for the invitation. Indeed, I was on the Danube, pretty close to Ismail, not so close that I could see the explosions. But we knew that there were explosions, and we were pretty much close to the other side, which was amazing because we realized what it means to be a NATO member, actually. It was safe on this side, and it was fully protected. However, it was a very busy Danube that I've seen. There were lots of ships, lots of tankers, basically lots of cargo boxes that needed to be offloaded into other ports on the Danube or go on the Danube channels into the Black Sea, because there is a route that is functional from Romania towards the Mediterranean, close to the coastline, that accommodates some of the Ukrainian transports and some of the Ukrainian exports. And obviously, all that clogged traffic kind of told me that the issue of the Danube and the issue of the Ukrainian exports is nowhere near solved. We are going to probably face a very tough winter with regards to the Ukrainian economy. The Danube is not yet fully modernized. So what happens is that Romania has modernized and has expanded two of its main ports nearby Ukraine, which is Brăila and Galați, to accommodate more merchandise coming in. But obviously, there is need for more modernization, which means that we are still not having ships going in and out throughout the night on the Danube right now at those points, because first, it is the danger of war and the ships risk being targeted. But second, we don't have the infrastructure needed to accommodate the night shipping yet. The work is being done as we speak, but obviously it's infrastructure work, so it will take time. At the same time, the Romanians are wondering whether we need more air policing, whether we need more support with regards even to the internal lanes, because there is one part of the Danube that belongs to both Romania and Ukraine, and obviously accidents may happen. And while the Black Sea has air policing, the Danube doesn't necessarily have that. So Romania will need to increase security on the Danube as well. Lots of questions just by seeing the geography.
Is the Danube open to traffic in both directions? Are there two channels going up and down the Danube? And does this provide exit to Ukrainian agricultural products? Is that how the Danube is being used?
Yes, currently, yes. But that is only happening during daytime. It is not happening during nighttime because of this infrastructure works, modernization works that need to be done. So there are two lanes, but it's not 24/7 traffic, just because, first, the risk of war, and second, and more important, the needed infrastructure.
The Ukrainians have grain and other agricultural products to export. The Danube is one exit. Does the Ukrainian position mean also transferring that to the Romanian side? And do you have rail cars that then pick it up and take it on? And where does it go once it, if that's true, where does it go?
Yeah, so what happens now is that the Ukrainian merchandise is coming through Moldova into Romania on the Danube. And there is one portion of the Danube that is shipping that merchandise to Romanian ports on the Danube that are accommodating and offloading some of the merchandise into the railway system or into the road system of Romania. And that merchandise usually goes to Europe, to Western Europe, or even south towards the Mediterranean, but on rail and road. And the other way is for the Ukrainian merchandise to be put on the Danube channels to the Black Sea through Romanian territory. So the Danube channels are to the Black Sea are basically the channels that Romania has created into Constanța. It's the link between the Danube to Constanța. That accommodates Ukrainian merchandise into the Black Sea proper. The problem is that still the Black Sea is a war zone, and obviously you have a very congested Constanța, and every ship that is going through is going through the coastline waters, so very close to the coast. Because of the current situation in the Black Sea. And there is obviously a limited amount of merchandise that is being put in the ship, in the sea through Constanța.
Antonia, this is a very crowded neighborhood. To back up from the map, we're looking at Moldova sandwiched in between the Ukrainian coast mastered by Odessa and the interior, which is Romanian. And one little point of Moldova touches you at Galicia. Is that the name of it? Galicia, which is your city. And then you're opposite Ukraine and Moldova. And the Russians are attacking the section of Ukraine that's right opposite your shore. You're beyond the front line. You're in enemy territory. You're under their guns. Do I say that too dramatically, or is that accurate?
That is accurate. We are the front line. We are the very front line, actually. So on our way into the Danube and in my adventure to the Danube, I would say, we went from Galați, that you pointed out correctly, towards the point where there was basically no passage because the Danube was too crowded with ships. And that is the point of Moldova, which we didn't reach because you couldn't reach Moldova. Giurgiulești is the node that Moldova considers to be the way out to the Black Sea through the Romanian Danube.
Yes.
So, yes, indeed, it is very, very crowded. And we are the front line right now. And NATO is on the front line right now, the very front line, which is attacked by Russia, because right on the other side, kilometers away, even meters away at times, even meters away, we have the Russian attacks on the Ukrainian infrastructure. And yeah. This is it.
A detail. Since we last talked, there has been a lot of politics in the United States about the Ukrainian war and whether it will be supported by major parties, one in particular, the Republican Party. But there are candidates for the presidency who speak ambiguously about support for Ukraine. Has that been understood in Bucharest? Is that a debate in Bucharest? If the Americans are backing away. For example, right now the White House is entertaining something called one and done, one big package, and then we're done. Is that part of the conversation in Bucharest about the war now?
That is part of the conversation, actually. There is significant reporting on the matter, and at the same time, there is significant reporting on the fact that Romania is spending a lot on defense lately. So we have dedicated, I think, already 2.5% of our current GDP. For Romania, that's big money, billions of dollars, basically, to increase defense because we are fearful, considering the risk of everything escalating at the very border. We are very much fearful, and we want to invest in our own defense. Obviously, we count on the American presence because there is American presence right now. There is American support, but everyone is very worried about next year.
I'm speaking to Antonia Colobasanu. She is the geopolitical futures analyst in Bucharest. We're reflecting on her recent trip to the Danube under fire by Russian missiles and drones, right down the road from Odessa, which is a major port that Russia meant to capture in the first days of the war, and to my understanding, still intends to capture, because that would give it the whole waterfront of the Black Sea from Ukraine. However, we're going to turn to the other war, the split-screen war, when we come back. Opinions, as Antonia can report, of the war in the Middle East, now underway for some time, we're told. I'm John Bennett.